Joining us now in our studios is Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good. It's a busy day, start to September, and we got a lot going on this month.
We do. We everybody has a lot going on in September. We really turn the page the end of August and September the 1st today, including we've got starting things off is Labor Day weekend. Anything particular happening in Labor Day?
Just be safe out there. We will have extra police patrols on the roads this weekend, so just encourage everybody to have a safe Labor Day weekend. Enjoy the time before all the kiddos head back to school.
All right. Now, coming up the day after Labor Day, you have the first meeting of September, starting off a very busy week next week. Of course, we have Defeat of Jesse James Day is going on, but it's been a couple of weeks since the council met in a regular session anyway. What's coming up? Can you give us a little bit of a preview of some of the events happening this week?
Sure. I'll give you a little teaser ahead for next Tuesday night. We got three main regular agenda items. We have a whole lot of things happening for regular businesses that might be hitting our consent agenda. But on the regular agenda, we have kind of three main topics we're going to be looking at. One of them is going to be taking a look at our rental licensing program that we have, policies, procedures, and regulations. So that's one thing, just a discussion. Secondarily, we're going to have feasibility report, follow-up discussion on our mill and overlay project for next year, particularly focusing on our pedestrian and bikeway plans and refining that. And then last of all, we have carbon-free electricity focused on municipal operations, having a discussion with the council on the carbon-free electricity. So three kind of topics there that we'll be taking a look at.
Are there actions involved in this, in any of those three?
The first one, I guess, with related to the housing one, it will just be a discussion. It's really taking a look at getting updates on the rental licensing that we have, our nuisances and code enforcement. There's a lot more work to do on that one and procedures, but it's a major milestone. We've been working 18 months on kind of that effort. I mean, it's on again, off again. It's not like it's pure work on the issue the whole time. We have a lot going on, so it's kind of you jump into it and then jump out. The feasibility report, though, we will be looking for direction, hopefully, from the city council. We had one discussion at our prior meeting on the street overlay, and I think we're narrowed down to a few particular areas around our biking plan to get some feedback on related to that. So that one is action scheduled. And then the carbon-free electricity one, this is an early discussion following through on our strategic planning around climate change. And we have a goal of 100% carbon-free electricity by 2030 and being 100% carbon-free by 2040. And electricity, carbon-free electricity is a big piece to the solution of that. Carbon-free generates no carbon emissions, so it's like hydro, nuclear power, renewable energy. It has zero emission generation, geothermal, wind. So city operations has about 4% of our community-wide carbon generation, and our wastewater plants are really a big one. And then city buildings is the second one after that. So we'd like to be the leaders out of the gate and as far as what we might have for solutions. And Beth Callistead will be in to talk about what are some options that we have: on-site solar, on-site wind, green power purchase, community solar gardens, and a lot of complicated power contract related things. So I don't think we'll be getting into all of the detail, but discussion only on those.
All right. Well, is Northfield going to be building a hydro nuclear plant anytime soon?
I don't think so. Okay. Although, interesting.
Maybe just a small one.
Right. No, I don't think that's in the plans, although I do think part of the federal strategy long term, I think nuclear might be an option. And nuclear energy has changed a lot from the days of the horrible stories that we have.
Mile Island.
Yeah, exactly. So we look forward to that. One thing that's not on the agenda that there's a lot of interest in the public, I think, on, and particularly the neighbors down by Greenville School, is a Craywood project, a housing development project, has generated some interest. And that one we're looking at the end of September. The Planning Commission approved recommending a couple of key steps in that project. Rezoning and a preliminary plat will come to the city council at the end of the month. And then the first meeting in October, we have a tax increment financing public hearing scheduled for that project. So that one will not be hitting the meeting for next Tuesday. That will come later in September.
All right. City Administrator Ben Martig is with us. Ben, we'd like to talk about a few things that are coming up in the month of September that the city has, well, I guess some involvement in one way or the other. Let's start off, I'm going to skip over Defeat Days for right now and go to mid-month. We start the Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, a whole bunch of activities here, Hispanic Heritage Month, that our library's been celebrating and programming. The September to 15th, October 15th, as you said, is really our time to be recognizing and celebrate the many contributions, diverse cultures, and extensive history of American Hispanic and Latinx communities. The library joins the celebration and activities. We're actually moving to Central Park because we've really outgrown the street outside of the library, and so moving that to Central Park, which is a great location to hold these types of events. So September 18th, mark your calendar. It's the fourth annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration event, and we're going to have music, dance, arts, crafts, food, expanded food vendors, drinks from around the world, and they are still looking for volunteers out there. So if people want to help out, you can talk to Lori Cadet at our library or visit the website for more information. But it's been a really well-received activity. And our library does a great job of actually doing event planning for the community.
Yeah, they do. They've had several events going on, and all good turnout and run smoothly. Now, we had Beth in to talk about a free lighting evaluation for businesses, and that's going to be starting up very soon.
That's right. So we invite everybody to in the business community to help advance our community energy goals. As we talk about our city work next week, businesses can kind of do the low-hanging fruit, as Beth says, on free lighting assessment, and it starts with a free one-stop energy shop visit. Energy efficiency expert will come out and identify the needs of your building, and there'll be a no-obligation lighting assessment. You'll get some reports on the savings and payback that you'd get. They'd also offer some financing and grants, and then during this particular program, they're actually offering additional rebates beyond kind of the standard ones for a limited time for certain projects for an additional 25% in rebates when completed through this particular program. So in order to be eligible, they have to sign the agreement by the end of September, so that should be up and running. And learn more, go to our city webpage related to the lighting evaluation. I know the Chamber has been helping to promote information out to businesses, too, but certainly encourage businesses to do that.
Yeah, and like you said, low-hanging fruit. That's an easy way to save some money as a business and do the right thing as well. Plus, get good lighting out of the deal, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One other thing related to some of our business work in the energy efficiency world is that when the city offers some particular incentives for, you know, business loans, tax increment financing for business projects, which we do sometimes industrial, we are looking at a new potential policy that would relate to requiring some sustainability design standards in the building design when the city gets involved in offering those types of incentives. And so we're using a consultant for that. We've been following some models that St. Louis Park, St. Paul, and some other communities have been doing for a while and have learned some things. And so we're going to be hosting some meetings for some businesses on that as well. So exploring those opportunities. Again, that's only related to if there's specific incentives with the city that we're looking at some of policy revisions.
All right. City Administrator Martig is with us. We're talking about things going on in Northfield in the month of September. Let's move it on. You know, of course, the big event for most people is the defeat of Jesse James Days. It's big for the locals. Some like it. Some leave town on purpose for right. that. But a lot of people from out of town. Now, last year, tourism wasn't a real big part of it because it didn't really have one. We had kind of a one-day celebration, very limited. This year, we're going with a full celebration. Talk about how the city has prepared for this, and is there anything, I guess, different from the city's perspective about this year's event that we've seen 2019 and prior years?
You know, I think we're going to continue to follow those guidelines like they've been doing at some of these larger event festivals, just recommending that when people can distance to do that. I think the Defeat Days is trying to spread things out a little bit with their planning and activities. And then certainly for those of you, we encourage people, if they're comfortable wearing masks, certainly would do that if there's cases where they're closer together. So those probably are the biggest things. Beyond that, I would say, for the most part, similar types of things. The city does provide some participation. Some of the things that the police department's been working with is the Rice County Safe Roads to School, or safe, I'm used to saying safe Roads to School, Safe Roads Coalition, and the police department has partnered with the Defeat Days Committee to expand the Joyride program for 3 nights. So the Joyride is free and will operate from 10 to 2 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Rides are in Northfield only, but a shuttle will be there to pick up riders by the Entertainment Center on 5th and Water Street. The bus will be marked, and it's a free ride. Tickets are available at the Entertainment Center and most bars, restaurants in downtown Northfield. So as you said, Jeff, an opportunity to, you know, have a few adult beverages, have a good time, but then have a free and safe ride home. So plan ahead. And so you're all ready to go with that, and also helps to make it a better parking situation, too. You don't have to worry about the parking and headaches that you might have trying to find a spot. So encourage that. And then if you have people that are coming to visit, too, we have First Choice Shuttle providing shuttles during the week. Defeat Days will provide service for out-of-towners as well, so there's mm-hmm. a free ride for this service. And that one does have a fee to it. But it's pretty reasonable and has an opportunity both for local and for out-of-towners as well. So a couple of transportation options, I guess, for that.
That's really a good program, too. I've being downtown, it's been a few years since I've been working in the entertainment center or been out late. But I know those save lives and save a lot of money. It's a good program, too. You know, come down with your neighbors. Come on down. Have some fun. Dance in the entertainment center and take advantage of all the things downtown and then just hop on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good way to do it.
Looking forward to the outdoors and just having a good time with people again. And one other thing I wanted to mention, too, is speaking of the outdoors, is our pool is coming to wrapping up to an end in that weekend, too, September 7th and 8th. We have the dog swim at Old Memorial Swimming Pool. So it's $5 per dog. Bring your dog down for some swimming. I won't be bringing my dog because my dog, Sam, is deathly afraid of the water. I've thrown him in the water before and did not appreciate that. He's become a little bit more of a boat dog. He's at least comfortable being on a boat now, but that took a while. But for those of you who have pooches who like to swim, the 7th and 8th, bring your dog down to the pool.
Yeah. Get along with other dogs, too, because those dogs play.
Yeah, it creates a little more mess in the cleaning out the filtering system for the season, but it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah, good thing. Good thing for the dogs of town. City Administrator Ben Martig is with us right now. Ben, is there anything else going on within the city or anything coming up?
No, I think on the defeat days, one thing I didn't mention is, again, we'll have a float, the mayor and council, and then we'll have some kids who will be riding along with us on the float and walking. The city council members, board and commission members, and staff will be there as well. So look forward to seeing you at the defeat days. And if you want to bend my ear on anything, if you see me out there, your listeners can do that.
Do you get a ride on the float?
I usually walk alongside of it. But yeah, and again, we've been kind of adding a little bit to our float every year. But yeah, it's fun. I like getting out there.
All right. Ben, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
We'll talk to you next week. Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We got Rich standing by. Local news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports on the way. Here's MNN.